Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Yeah, so we want to know why you should be dead.
Yes, it's a thing we call you shouldn't be alive.
Oh, that.
Yes, it sounds a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's a little, little softer the way yes. You did it. Why should you be dead? Some dude survived an 800-foot fall. I don't we have the story. Oh, I can't get my brain around how he'd be alive. I think it must have been a roll fall. Not like you can't fall 800 feet onto any surface.
Yeah, because they say
water or otherwise.
You're right. It was a lake, but that's concrete when you're traveling.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that high.
800 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that dude should be dead.
Yes.
We have plenty of other stories of people who should be dead.
Okay.
But if you shouldn't be alive, we want to talk to you. So here's the story. Is a man in Oregon. He survived after falling 800 feet into a crater lake.
Yeah.
What's a crater lake?
Is
that from one of the impacts of one of the meteors?
It is, and it just stays filled with about that body of water.
Emergency air crews were called in and able to hoist him up and take him to a local hospital. He's expected to be okay.
And people think, oh, he fell into a lake. It's just all peaceful and, hey, I splash around. No,
You fall, that's why people jump off the Bay Bridge, because you fall far enough, it doesn't matter if you're falling into, it's not like a high dive at Casa Bonita.
Exactly.
Once you hit terminal velocity, what is terminal velocity? No,
but you're the engineering guy. It's like per second.
I was, yes, yeah, so many feet per second per second.
And yet humans can't.
I mean, you can go that fast, but you can't, you couldn't. Even if you landed in chicken feathers or something,
you're still gonna get. Yep.
Why should you be dead? I mean, why shouldn't you be? You've had to have had some near misses.
I have. You know what? I've been in many rollover car accidents.
Oh, right.
But none of them I was ever driving.
But still, you could. You're probably a non-seatbelt guy. Were you wearing a seatbelt?
Dude, that's so crazy you said that, because the first one that happened, I was 16, a sophomore in high school, me and a buddy, and we never wore seatbelts back then. We actually were wearing them because we came to rest upside down, and we couldn't figure out how we're being suspended in the air. And it's because
wear them that day?
No idea, dude.
You shouldn't
crazy.
Be
crazy. Yes,
like legit.
Yeah, because we were. It's a whole long story, but we both should have been dead. He was driving, accident. It was hellacious, and yeah.
But neither were hurt at all.
We both literally climbed out of the wreckage, and he had a little bit of glass on his hand that cut, but we literally walked away. We should have been we should have been decapitated.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Or arms cut off from rolling.
I had my arm hanging out of the open window when we rolled on my side of the car. I just pulled it in the last second.
Well, if you want to tell your harrowing near miss story of why you shouldn't be alive, we want to talk to you.
Well, you.
Others, I mean, the airplane door hit me in the back of the head.
The weight of that should have crushed you.
It's 300 pounds. It took an inch off my height.
Every year, I think, don't you get shorter because
I get
of
a
that?
Little shorter, but it's it instantly took an inch off of me.
It could have.
Crushed my thoracic
And then
spine.
You were in a car accident. Your deceased grandma appeared to you.
That's not exactly the way it went.
I thought it was
I had a major blowout on I-25 right here at 225. I can see the spot
from our
studio windows, and I had a major blowout and I lost control of my truck and I just let go because I was going to slam into the median, going under the overpass for 225 and everything. And I just let go of the wheel. I knew I was toast because you know how you see that tire completely. It's off a wheel. It's just a big, long strip.
Shredded.
Mine was like that, except one part was hanging on and just literally beating the back of my truck.
Boom.
It was just bam, bam. It crushed the bed of my truck and was hitting the cab of my truck. It was just, and I'm spinning. It's spinning at 80 miles an hour.
And you just gave up.
I gave up. I had no choice. I was I couldn't control the vehicle. I was either going to hit the median or the cars next to me. So I just gave up and closed my eyes. And then I was I was okay. And then as I was sitting there, this was back in the time of pagers. I got a page to call my parents, and that was the moment my grandmother passed.
OMG.
I also got mugged by dudes who ended up killing somebody later on that night.
You got pistol whipped. Can I don't mean to tell your story real quick. Slacker grabbed his wallet back from the murderer.
Okay, couple things. So,
yes, you did.
I didn't know he was a murderer.
Oh, that's true.
I did know he had a gun, but I had just replaced my ID.
Yeah, and what a pain.
And it was like, it was like days, and he had to wait for it in the mail. And it was
give you that.
He'd already taken the money out of the wallet, so I was like, yoink. I took it back, and he started hitting me in the face with a pistol.
He pistol whipped you, yeah.
He did.
In your Velcro wallet.
In my... More than anything, I want that to not be true.
I was going
to
say.
But the time, I have to believe it was probably like a, I had already heard him.
Exactly.
Hold on, there's not a lot of money here. I'm like, what do you expect? I'm at 7-Eleven at 35th in Colorado. Yeah, I'm rolling large.
With a Velcro wallet.
I'm in skinny jeans.
Oh my God.
And a pirate shirt.
Yeah, puffy shirt.
A vest.
Oh my God.
And my cowboy boots are on the outside of my jeans. You picked the wrong guy.
The way you were kind of asking for a little
bit. I was a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was like, yeah, they were like, this one, we don't even have to get the gun out on this guy.
He can't run away.
He's not going to get anywhere with those. Yeah. So anyway, later on that night, I was in the police station as they robbed people all the way up Colorado and up Colfax, and they ended up killing somebody.
They did.
Super fun.
Yeah.
We have tons of other stories, but we'd rather hear yours. If you shouldn't be alive, you should be dead. Tell us your story. Sam?
Yai.
Shouldn't be alive.
All right. So this one's actually about my dad, not me, but when we were younger, you know, he'd have us help out fixing the car, you know. And I was bored. He was showing us how to do an oil change or something. He went underneath the car. I wasn't really paying attention, and I didn't realize, you know, if you turn the handle on the car jack, the car jack will start lowering.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing that, and the car starts falling down on top of him while he's underneath it. And thankfully, he somehow reacted fast enough. He freaked out, but he jumped out right before the car basically crushed him.
Did he know that was because of you?
Oh yeah. He freaked out at me. He said, "What are you doing? You could have killed me." And I was just like, "Oh man." Whoops.
I didn't know that.
My bad. Anyway, Dad, who gets the inheritance if you happen to be crushed by a car? Asking for a friend. Oh, my God,
damn,
Sam.
That's
you almost killed your dad. That is some awful stuff. Thank you for
Jiffy
the
Lube
call.
From there on in.
I would definitely call someone else. Laura?
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive.
A long, long time ago, before they put railings on the boardwalks in Yellowstone, I was there with my family, and I tripped and I fell, and I hit one of the solid parts of, I guess I'm blanking on the word, the molten lava.
Oh, yeah, the pots.
The Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
Oh. But if it wasn't solid, I probably could have burnt a lot of part of my body.
You would have melted.
Yeah, it would have been hard to pull you out.
For real?
Yeah.
Behind my mom tripped and fell. Of course, she freaked out, but I was probably, I don't know, 7.
Yeah, you're the reason why they put up all those railings.
They're like, we've had one too many kid fall into lava, so we're going to need to, Thank you for the call, Laura. Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yai,
you shouldn't be alive. Why is that?
Alrighty, so when I was a kid, I was playing in a storm runoff drain area. So big cement blocks, and this flash flood came out of nowhere, swept me away, and hit my head on one of those cement blocks. Went under the water, lost consciousness, swallowed a bunch of water, and luckily it was in a kind of a residential area, and these people saw me, got a rope, dove in and saved my ass.
Dang.
Like, it was an empty kind of storm drain, and then the flash flood just filled it up and swept you away.
No, so it was like a ravine.
I got you. Yeah.
To break up the water.
Yeah. Wow. You are, like, you're lucky that you didn't drown before.
Yeah.
And then the people are willing to jump in.
Oh, right.
And save your butt.
You're lucky there was a...
jump in. I was, like, 10 at the time.
Wow.
Lucky there was a rope nearby,
yes,
too.
Yes, there was a whole lot of kismet. Yeah. A whole lot of... That's... Wow, Jonathan. Thank you for the call. Rosie.
Yai.
Shouldn't be alive.
I fell off a 10-foot cliff on a four-wheeler and only broke my leg and have no idea how it happened.
Whoa.
How do you fall off a cliff?
We were fishing in Wyoming, and my cousin was actually the one driving the four-wheeler. Mind you, I was only 8 years old.
Yeah.
And somehow we were on a bank, and when he turned, I guess one of the wheels did not get on the cliff correctly or something, and I either flew or rolled off that four-wheeler.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
And how much of you was hurt?
I broke my leg, I broke my tibia, my fibula, and that's about it.
Yeah, you should have not... Yeah.
You are definitely lucky to be alive. Thank you for the call, Rosie. These are harrowing,
yeah.
But a lot of them are sort of
what?
Self-inflicted.
Hey.
I'm just saying. Corey?
Yai.
You shouldn't be alive.
I've got three stories. Pick one, two, or three.
One,
I was working in a beef packing plant with a machine, a mixing bowl the size of a minivan. I got my finger caught in the blade and it should have ripped my arm off.
Da-ba-da-da. Yeah, that's... Ow.
How'd you get out?
It just nicked my finger.
Oh, so you just walked away then.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, you sucked on the blood like you do. You know, when you get a paper cut or whatever. That's like, I should have had a bigger injury than I did. Not necessarily... All right.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.